Hello, hello to my wonderful partners today. I pray the Lord is blessing you. I'm going to wait till you all come on. I'm going to finish my teaching today on the blood, the power of the blood, the power of the blood of Jesus, and why it's important for us to keep reminding ourselves of the importance of the blood. And so tomorrow we celebrate Good Friday, and I'm hoping many of you will be joining us. And I'm going to say, just say my hellos real quick here. All right. Hello to Cindy. And hello to Rauf. Hello to Tsamayi. Thank you for joining me, you sweet people of God. Hello to Ed Hernandez. Hello to Lisa. And hello to Norma. Well, a lot of you join me daily, and I'm so grateful to the Lord for all of you that come on regularly. So yesterday I was teaching, I began teaching, and today I really want to finish it. So hello to Bonnie, hello Uma, hello to Romario, bless you, Kayla, bless you, Carla, bless you. Thank you for joining me, all you sweet people of God from around the world. Lord, I thank you for what you're going to show us today through your word. I pray you'll bless your people and magnify your wonderful and sweet name. I give you the praise. Amen, amen. All right, now you remember yesterday I was sharing with you the power of the blood can only be known to the redeemed. Revelation 5, 9 and 10 says, he has redeemed us by his blood. But what does it mean to be redeemed? You know, when you talk about redemption, what does it really mean? Well, just very, very quickly, let's go to Isaiah 43 and let's look at verse 1. Now thus says the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, I have redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name, thou art mine. So when we talk about redemption, we're talking about ownership, that God himself is the one who has our life. So no foreign power has the right or the authority to have us or touch our life. And that's why it says in Psalm 107:2, let the redeemed of the Lord say it. We have to declare it. Satan can't hear our thoughts. He will only hear our words, you know. The Bible says, like I told you yesterday, Jesus cast out demons with his word, not his thoughts. Jeremiah 15:21 is another beautiful verse that I shared yesterday. I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible. So when you are redeemed, you are delivered from Satan. He cannot have you. And you're redeemed also from death and the grave. In Hosea 13:14, he says, I have redeemed you from the power of the grave. Wow, what a blessed promise, isn't it, when you think about it? So, redemption, number one, means we've been reconciled to the Lord. Because in Colossians 1:20, I've shared all this yesterday, but I just want to give it to you quickly, and then we're going to go on from there. Colossians 1:20 talks about being reconciled to the Lord, total restoration because of redemption. Number two, it's because of redemption we're cleansed from our sin. 1 John 1:7, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This only belongs to the redeemed. And then you all remember this beautiful promise from Hebrews 10:10, and having cleansed us, now he sanctifies us, all because of redemption. Redemption means sanctification. Hebrews 10 and verse 10, if you'll go with me, it says, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Magnificent. sanctified, set apart for you, set apart for service, set apart to be God's own children, that no one can have us, no one can touch us. That is redemption. You know, I want to continue teaching on this today. I'd like you to go Hebrews 9 and verse 12. Thank you, Lord, for this. Neither by the blood of goats and calves. This is really basically what we stopped yesterday. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. So here again, because of our redemption and because we're redeemed, Jesus goes into the Holy of Holies in heaven in our place, as though we were going in. Because it says, for if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer, a heifer was a cow, by the way, red heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit, the Holy Spirit, offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. What a blessed, blessed promise here we have. It says that because of redemption, not only did the Lord enter glory on our behalf, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Now, once we're redeemed, we have access into the throne room. Lord Jesus, I give you praise for this. I give you praise for this, Lord. Because of redemption, we have access into the throne room. And now, not only this, but our conscience, how much more, verse 14, shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Think about what I'm saying. That we can serve God with a clean heart and a clean mind because of our redemption. I mean, if someone is not redeemed, how can they serve the Lord properly? It's no way. It's no way. Now, Hebrews 10. Let's go to Hebrews 10, 14. Let's see another glorious result of redemption. It says, for by one offering, he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. By one offering, he's perfected you and me. By one offering, his blood. We who are redeemed then are perfected. We stand as though no sin has ever been committed in our life. That is so precious, Lord, so precious. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, bought back. You know what is so remarkable? We were redeemed before the foundation of the world. That's what Ephesians 1:1 says. Therefore, before Adam sold us to the devil, God bought us. Can you just think about that one? Before the enemy could even touch you, before Adam gave him the whole human race, God said, I'm buying him, her, him. Wow. That's what redemption is all about. And because of redemption, the Bible says, we are perfected. Look at Hebrews 13. Look at verse 20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So, here we see, because of the blood of the everlasting covenant, God Almighty will make us perfect in every good work to do his will. So we cannot do his will really without being redeemed. So here we have this magnificent promise that after sanctification, he will perfect those who are sanctified. And as a result of perfecting us, it says in Hebrews 10, there's no more remembrance of sin. Hebrews 10:15. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. Their sin and iniquity will I remember no more. Wow, isn't that precious? So because of redemption, our sins will not be remembered. They're forgotten. That's the power of redemption, sweet people. Now, it is this act of perfection, and I think this is one of the most beautiful results of redemption. It says in verse 19, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. So, because of this perfection, now we have the privilege of entering into his presence, coming in with every need, and every need will be granted. Isn't that precious? And because of the blood, the Holy Spirit now is given to us. That's so sweet. Because without redemption, we cannot receive the Holy Spirit. And Peter writes about this. 1 Peter. Okay. Chapter 1 and verse 2. It says, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace be multiplied. So here again, because of redemption, the Bible says we are not only have access, but now we receive the Holy Spirit. That is priceless. The Holy Spirit becomes ours, precious people. And finally, total protection because of redemption. Do you remember Exodus 12:23? God says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you and will not allow the destroyer to come in unto you to destroy you. Because of redemption, protection is ours. The same thing is given to us in Revelation 12. And verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives even unto death. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for our redemption. Let's just lift our hands and bless his name. I thank you, Lord, for our redemption. Lord, I pray you'll give this truth to your people today in a powerful way. Let them see it. Let them understand it. Let them comprehend it. And Lord, reveal it and meet every need today. Answer every prayer. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise. And God's people said, amen. It's time now to give to the Lord's work. Thank you for joining me today. I know it was short, but I gave you the word. Tomorrow now is Good Friday, so join me at 5 p.m. for the live Good Friday service. And have communion ready. We're going to have communion tomorrow. But now it's time to give to the Lord. And the information is right there on the screen. You can give to Benihin Ministries. You can do it right there on the platform you're watching me on, or go to benihin.org, or simply text it, BHM45777. Blessings to you and love, and I'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.